It was a bigur in our case, whether you must be mevakeh the behema. And that's actually the second question in the Minchas Kehilah. Alright, and the first question is whether you can include the Yom HaShechita in the Yemei HaBikur. The Yom HaShechita.
What?
The question is whether the Dalet Yemei HaBikur can include the Yom HaShechita also. The Yom HaShechita can be included. The second question is whether or not the beaker is ma'akev. According to the taste, apparently it's ma'akev. Even if you find out later, it's a tumim. It's a it's not a balmon. It's no good because you didn't do beaker. That's what taste. That's what taste. Yes, I wanted to say that one question is whether there's a halacha of a chalos shem yemei bikur, whether the yemei bikur have a chalos shem. Or whether you made bikur is a practical thing. If it's a practical thing, so what do I care if you did shechita on the same day that you did bikur? It doesn't make any difference. Practically speaking, you had 4 days. But if I say that that halacha and nechalas shem of the yomim, that the yomim should be defined as you made bikur, so then if there's shechita, so the shechita is a mafki and the shem of the yom, because now it's a yom shechita, it's not a yom bikur. Bikur and shechita can't coexist. Two different things, because bikur precedes shechita, right? Okay, that was the question. Then the other question was, the other definition was with regard to whether it is ma'akev or not. So, okay, so Cecilia, yes, that with regard to being ma'akev, the question is, offhand, the Minchas Kehilah is right, because he says, all you know from the Torah is Baal Mum is no good. But why, where do you see Halacha has been mevuker? I mean, they don't see. So why don't we say that Arzuk Yisur Allah Masakim? So we said was, that what is the reason why Baal Mum is no good is because of the Pasuk, HaKaveinu L'Fachasecha, Laksin Mais HaKrava. Laksin Mais HaKrava. You wouldn't do this for a person. You wouldn't give a mum, a Baal Mum, so certainly Kavachomer, Ben Benosha Kavachomer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can't do it. Right? So therefore we said that, in other words, the psul is that the person shows, the psul of Baal Mum is a person, there's two psulim in Baal Mum. One psul in Baal Mum is the chachtz of Baal Mum. That's it. The second psul is hakevein ol hafechasech, which means it lacks in the whole institution of akrova. That's why the Gemara learns out from there that mitzvah baba vera, gozel, vaveisim is a gozel, that's a piseach, that's a even. Right? So you learn that gozel is no good. Because hakevein ol hafechasech, which means the institution of akrova lacks. So therefore we say like this, if you hold that in that framework, you could say that bikur is a ma'akev. In the framework of the institution of akrova, that you wouldn't do this for a person, you wouldn't do it without inspecting the behemah, or just give him the behemah and just rely on the fact that it's a chazaka. So therefore you must inspect the behemah. If you don't inspect the behemah, lacks insofar as the institution of Akrova is concerned. It's not a lax in the institution of Akrova. So therefore, it's a ma'akev. And so far as the chefza per se, that's true, it's exeris kus of Baal Mum and Echonami. You can't say that you can extend exeris kus of Baal Mum, that it must be also a mafukra. I mean, it's, you don't find such a thing. But insofar as the institution, there's another halach in Baal Mum. The other halach is the institution lacks, like a very nolaf echosech is a posel. So that psul, the psul of Hakivein Olaf HaChasecha could be extended to Bikur as well. At this point, this Perek Sheni in the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach Halacha Beis. And the Kesef Mishnah explains the question. That since the Rambam Paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that Shochtan Ala Yochid, so they ask the question, Me'achash HaPasuk Rabbi Yossi, Mai Hai Dekamash Shlo Yishcha L'Chatzchil Ala Yochid? Where did he get this idea? You shouldn't Shech L'Chatzchil Ala on the Yochid? He says, De Rabbi Yossi, Afil L'Chatzchil Ala Matir. So where did Ram get this idea? Mishtadlim shelo yishchad l'chatchila l'yachad shenema yasu osa. Okay. Right. The tire to Rav Avram beno shel Rabbeinu, Rambam's son answered, he said, shelo kosav b'feresh ein shochatin l'chatchila. He didn't write, the Rambam didn't write ein shochatin l'chatchila. He wrote yochid she shochad asa pesach l'atzmo kasha. He didn't say ein shochatin. Ela derech zeros. The Ramzan is saying there is here some mishtadlin shela yishchalach tchila al yachid. V'lo samach boze ela ala kosef shehei v'yasu osa. V'hu ha kosef v'omar v'pesach rishon kol adas Yisrael v'yasu osa. Ad kam l'shano. So that's the Rabbi Fram's answer. Kesef Mishnah goes on. V'ani omar dakati koshin lo mitatzo. We still didn't answer the kasha. Shin Reb Yossi mate lachat tchila. V'lo hitzrich lezareis, v'lo darash ha-pasuk l'kach, minayin lo l'rabbeinu, lochish dover shlo amar Reb Yossi. Right? Aval atir it's anachon, who shadir rabbeinu mevu'oran, the perek mishahoya, they come rabbonan ha-yasu osu ma'yavadlei, miboy leishen shokhan spesach ha-layochet, they come at efsh la'aduri ma'adrinan, v'mash mo rabbeinu dek Reb Yossi asya, de'ilu l'rabbi Yehuda, my kamad efsh la'aduri ma'adrinan. Okay, so he gives his own answer. He says another sugi, yes, so far. Okay. This. That, what is the machlokas of Yosef and Yehuda anyways, whether you could shecht it ala yachid or not? Right? What is the machlokas? So what we wanted to say was, the question is the institution of, is the institution of chabura mandatory? In other words, you must have a Cheftish al-Chabura is the entity for which you shech the Pesach. It's not a Yachid. A Yachid is not an entity. It's not a Gavra for that. You need a Gavra of a Chabura. Right? Entity of Chabura. Or, well, that's the question. Do you or not? Or the entity is a Yachid? That's the question. Yeah, as long as Kebul Nechal, that's all. That's what Biesi says. Matter of fact, that's what he expresses himself. Yachid that can eat it up is good enough. And 10 people that can't eat it is no good. There's no halacha of chabur. So the Rambam was concerned with one thing, that to say, according to Rabbi Yossi, that there's no entity of chabura is very far-fetched. Because there's many halachas with regard to Pesach and chabura. You see? So to say that all these halachas are just midrabbanon or whatever, I mean, it's impossible. Yet he has many, many halachas with regard to chabur. Chabur is a chalos shem insofar as Pesach is concerned. According to Rabbi Yossi says that you don't have to shech l'vei chabura, so it'll come out that the whole institution of chabura is just a practical thing, because you need more people to eat. That doesn't make any sense, and there's no halachic entity of chabura. The Rambam couldn't accept it, the idea that there's no such thing, according to Rabbi Yossi, as a halachic entity of chabura. So therefore, what the Rambam said is like this. What the Rambam said was that if you shech with a chabura, even according to Rabbi Yossi, it's a kiyam. It's a kiyam. You say, it's a kiyam. It's a kiyam in Pesach. But, because the institution of chabura exists, is an entity. So if you shech with a chabura, it's a kiyam in Pesach. But the Pesach isn't lacking if you don't shech with a chabura, if a yachid shech. It's also not lacking. What the Rambam, what Rav Ramban, a Rambam is saying is that this Rambam over here is like this. Yachid sheshachad as a Pesach latzmo kosher. You'll notice his lashon. It's kosher, but he's not saying. Yeah, but he's not saying ain shochatin lachatchila as a Pesach leyachid. Right? And he's not saying either that shochatin lachatchila leyachid. These are in between lashon. Yachid sheshachad as a Pesach latzmo kosher. In between. So what is Rav Ramban around saying? He's saying, if you say in shochatin lachatchila, it means that it's going to lack in the actual tzuras mitzvah. You see, that's why in shochatin lachatchila. But Rav Ramban around is saying that the Rambam held that sometimes there is no lack in the actual mitzvah, but there is such a thing as a kiyum midaraisa, as a kiyum midaraisa. What is the kiyum midaraisa? It's a kiyum midaraisa to have a chabura. Why? The pasuk says, kol adas Yisrael yasu also. It's a kiyum of having a chabura. That's what the chabura is. A chabura represents adas Yisrael, and therefore there's a separate kiyum of having a chabura of kol adas Yisrael yasu. But it's not a halacha that you're lacking in the actual maisa krova. If you don't have a chabura,
like bending with
It's an additional kiyum. Yes, that's right. Right, like benching the zimun. Right, it's an additional kiyum. All zimuns are chayav zimun. It would be like the case of Midaraisa, for instance, where the Rambam mentions by Mukta. That Reb Chaim one time mentioned that over there. Chaim said that the halacha is that a person on Shabbos, l'man yanuach, but latan, l'man yanuach, shokhov, achamorechov, yinofesh, ben amoschov, ager, so the Torah says that what's the reason for Shabbos is l'man yanuach. The Rambam says, but latan, shalom b'tarah. So the question is, what do you mean butla tam? Is it a lacha or not? What's the lacha? Who cares about the tam? Tam is very nice, but that's philosophy. But what about the halacha? So Reb Chaim said that you see that shvisa in Shabbos, l'man yanuach, that a person rests, is relaxed on Shabbos, is resting, and is not carrying kelim from one corner to the other, is not moving stuff around, that's a kiyum d'oraisa. That's what Rambam says, a butla tam. Butla tam means that the kiyum is going to become butla. But it's not mandatory. The same thing over here. That's what we explained. That's what Rabbi Rambam and Ram was saying. My father didn't say ain shochtu mechakula. He didn't say that. That would have meant that it's lacking in the kiyum mitzvah b'shlemus. He didn't say that. But he said yiderech zeros, which means that there's something extra here. That's what we learned zeros. Zeros, not zeros, means that zeros because you're afraid you're going to be nasa. Zeros, he means that there's something extra. What's the extra? It's an extra kiyum in kol hadas yisrael yasoso. The plain pshat kol hadas yisrael yasoso means everybody should do it. But the yasoso is that there's a kiyum that if you have a chabur which represents kol yisrael, it's an extra kiyum. It's an extra kiyum kol hadas yisrael. That's why he used the pasuk. And why did the Rambam do this? Because the Rambam could not accept that according to Rabbi Yossi, the institution of chabura is absolutely nothing. No, even Rabbi Yossi's moded that it's an institution, Midaraisa. It's a legitimate institution. It's not a practicality. Of course, you need to eat up the carbon pesach, but you have to have five people because you're not going to be able to eat it up with binosa. No, it's a halachic entity. It's a halachic entity, the chabura. Halacha that b'nei chabura, there can't be one of them that can't eat a kezias. That's the proof. I see it's a halachic entity, Midaraisa. So, that's a question. He says, how is it possible to say that you could shecht for a cotton? According to the Rambam. You could shecht for katana. So the essential question of Nechas Chinuch is, how could be makar a korban for katanim when we see that katanim cannot bring, even when you makaneich, a cotton by an olas riyo, so you bring it as a neder and medava? Because it's not shaykh to bring as a chova, because chova is only possible where the gav is a barachi of chova, and korban pesach is a korban chova. So how is it possible to be makriv for a cotton a korban chova where the gav is not a barachi of chova? Ketanim, so his question is, how could you shech for all ketanim a korban chova if it wasn't for the reason neisha einam bar das? The Rambam seems to say neisha einam bar das. That's what the Rambam says. So from the Rambam, it appears that the only reason he can't do it is because they're not b'nei das. But otherwise, it would be fine. So his question is, how can you say otherwise it would be fine? You can't have a korban chova from the cotton, because the cotton's not a barachi of chiyuva. Okay, that's the question. But really, even the case where you have one guddle doesn't make sense. Well, for me, it doesn't make sense. If you have one guddle and 20 katana, you're going to tell me that you're shechting for the one, he's really the essence of the chabura, doesn't he? But anyway, you can ask the question this way, so you don't have to bother that. Ask the question simply, what do you have to say? Because they're not b'nei deya. Why don't you just say, there's no korban chova here. The Shem korban chova is impossible. Ef shalom, I want to, the zekavanas of Rambam, the einon b'nei das, upatun kol mitzvahs. Afshe kam upon the cross of the Pharaoh, shiktanim purtun, sheinon b'nei das, b'nei mitzvahs. Even though he usually says, not b'nei mitzvahs. But that's what he means over here. Come on, chat time over. Lo dittek b'loshin. That's what he says. Yeah. Va'akavana mishim b'turim mitzvahs. L'fikach em me'afim me'giya la'on asadam v'kol kamein shochtum lehem tifnei atzmon ken yelum niyazaiti. So therefore he's going to argue with the Kesef Mishnah. Even on asadam you can't do it because the reason is because they can't. Okay, so we wanted to say that the Rambam, you could say the Rambam was medayek as loshin. And still, there's a special reason why I said over here, Einam B'nei Das, all right? We went to another halacha. It was like this. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Nezirus. It's based on Gemara in Chof Ches on the base in Nazir. So the Rambam is in Hilchos Nezirus. Rambam's paired Beis Halacha Yudalit. All right? Yud Gimel and Yudalit. It says, Ish Ma'adis Beno Kut Benazir. A father could make a child a Nazir. Beno Kut. Afo Pishlo Bol Onas Nazir. The Eino Isha Maderas is Beno Benazir. The Dov is Allah Hu Nipi Kabbalah Hu Vein Eno Bishon Adar. Keta. All of Shama Lev No Hakutin. Father says to his young son, Harei Ata Nazir. O Shama Bini Ploni Nazir. O Harei Zen Nazir. The Shasa Kabbain. And the child kept quiet. Harei Zen Nazir. Harei Zen Nazir. So this child's a Nazir. The Chayev Ha'ov Linog Bo called the Duke Nazirus. The In Nitma Mezi Korban Tumah. Kishayashlim Naziruso, Mezi Karban Tahara, Kishorha Nazir Magdala. Alright? Lo Ratza Beinu Michal Badavaza. Let's say that the son didn't want. My kid. Osha Michal Krovov. Osha Gilach Saaro, Osha Gilchu Krovov. Sharei Nasa Maisa Shagila Daitash Lo Ratza Huo Krovov. Nazirazu, Areza Ain Another. Vad Masa Yeshlo Ladiro Achi Yigodl Viyasa Ish. Okay? That's what the Rambam says. So if either the child objects or the relatives object, so then the Nazirus is nullified. So we said there's two problems here. First of all, how does it work, such a thing? How could the father make the son a Nazir, number one? And two, the question is, how is it possible? What does it mean if the child objects? The child's objection is nothing. The relative's objection makes sense, because the relative can object, but a child doesn't have any das. So what good is his objection? His objection should be worthless. You know what I mean? There shouldn't be, there's no such thing as an objection of a child. There's no das, there's no objection. How could you have micho? Micho means you object. Right? Oh. So what we wanted to say was like this. We wanted to say that over here, it's a very unique halacha. That's what the Rambam says, V'davar zeh halachim pei kabbalahu, v'ein enoy b'shon adarim. It's just a specific halacha by Nazirus. Very unique halacha. What is the halacha? The halacha is that, you see, a katan as a gavra is a full-fledged gavra. No problem with a katan as a gavra. The only problem is that the katan is missing a part. Is missing a part. He can't be, the katan can't create Nazirus, because he doesn't have any das. So he can't create Nazirus. So over here what the Torah did like this. The Torah took the father and the katan and made a hybrid. It says the katan's gavra and the father supplies the das. So it comes out, it's the father's das combined with the katan into one gavra. Alright? The das ha'ov and the katan become one individual. That's the Xeris HaKasim. And therefore you have a full-fledged gavra of a nazir. Because what's the katan is lacking? He's lacking das. So the Xeris HaKasim is the father supplies the das. Okay, the father supplies the doubt. That's the exact.
Why if he objects?
So why if he objects, is it no good? It's because since there's a hybrid, in other words, between the das ha'ov and the gavra, the katan, so if, and the emotions of the katan, see, the halacha is that we don't say a katan has no emotions. We just say that a katan's das is not das. But the emotions of a katan are part of the gavra of a katan. We recognize the katan's emotions.
Okay?
So therefore, exactly. So there can't be a gavra that you have a stira between his emotional intent and his das. So that's why if the katan objects, it's no good. That's why if the katan objects, it's no good. All right, there can't be a stira between the gavra, the katan, and between the das ha'av. Okay, that's the nature of the objection.
Yeah,
katan is fine for Nazirus. The gavra katan is fine for Nazirus. That's halacha. The only problem is he has no das to initiate Nazirus. So the Torah says the father's das can initiate Nazirus, but only if his das is, if his das is compatible with the gavra of the cotton. If the das is not compatible with the gavra of the cotton, so then the father can't initiate Nazirus. So if he's mocha, his das is not compatible with the gavra of the cotton. The cotton doesn't have das, but it doesn't mean the cotton is a gavra, is, it doesn't have emotions, doesn't have an emotional state. Okay, so this is the Rambam, there's another Rambam in Perek Zion Hilchas Avodim, Halacha Zion and Ches. Halacha Zion and Ches. This is the Rambam Rosh Hashanah. It says like this: Misha chetzi av vechetzi ben choron shomer rabo vehitno chetzi ol levno a cotton kadesh leachufoso basin leshachro mamidin basin lecotton apetropos lecotton apetropos get shachar. Okay, so here you have chetzi av chetzi ben choron. So you have to meshachar chetzi av chetzi ben choron. Right? That's the law. You have to free it. Let's say, for instance, the guy's a wise guy. He takes the chetzi av chetzi ben choron and gives it to his son. Cotton. Now you can't meshachar. Cotton get meshachar. So what is Allah? So Allah is that. Halacha is that the bezin is maimed for the cotton and apotropis. Gadi. And the apotropis writes a get shechur, frees the eved, and he writes a shtar for half of his worth to the cotton. Alright? Shtar chov to the cotton.
Right.
That he owes him this amount of money. Now let's say, for instance, the cotton likes the Eved and he doesn't want to give him the he doesn't want to give up the Eved. So it says, Rambam says, Mafligin asom menob moos shedaito shall cut and carve it on moos. So you buy the cotton off. That's cotton likes money. Okay? It means he likes immediate gratification. The money's immediate gratification. So the question is, what do you have to have this for? If Bezin's Maimed and Apotropos, so let them write a get shechur. And that's it. Who cares whether the cotton's happy or not? You see? What's the answer? Why do you have to buy off the cotton? The same halacha. Because the apotropis is really a hybrid of the gavra, the cotton, and the das of the apotropis. And the halacha is you can't create a hybrid where you have the emotions of the cotton going against the apotropis's das. You see? That's impossible. So therefore, you have to buy off the cotton with money. Because otherwise it can't be one gavra. It can't become one gavra. I'm not answering a lot of questions that are around about apotropis. I'm just saying why this detail is there. Why you have to buy off. So you see that we're the gavra of the cotton. We're the gavra of the... We have a gavra of a cotton. And you supply him with das from another source. So the halacha is that the gavra, the cotton, can't be in contradiction with that das. That's the Rambam over there, and then there in the zero, same thing. You got the carbon pencil. This is what we wanted to say. That really, the halacha is called das Yisrael Yasu. That the gavra of the cotton is really chayiv, just like any other gavra of Yisrael. Of course, he's 100% the gavra. The chi of carbon is the same for every Yisrael, and really, the cotton is actually chayiv in carbon as a gavra. The only thing is that he can't execute his chiyuv. Just like by a nazir, the cotton can't initiate his own nazirus, even though insofar as nazirus is concerned, he's a perfect gavra for nazir. You see, but he needs the father's das. So what we want to say is like this, that with regard to carbon pesach, the cotton as a gavra is chayiv and pesach, of course, called adas Yisrael Yasu also, and he's part of adas Yisrael. So therefore, as a gavra, he's chayiv in the pesach. The only thing is that if he doesn't bring the pesach, he's not chayiv because he can't. He's not. He has no responsibility to execute the chiyuv. The gavra is in a state of chiyuv, but there's no responsible person to execute the chiyuv. You see. So therefore, what's the halacha? The halacha is that the das ho'av. Is that the Av supplies the Das. Of course, the halach is that the Av can be shochet al beno. So the halach is that the Av can supply the Das for the gavra of the cotton. Okay? Well, there's no problem in the Rambam, how could you have a chabur of all ketanim? Because you're going to say that you could never have a carbon pesach for cotton. That's not a problem. Because really, you could have a cotton pesel, because the gavra of the cotton really is chayev as a gavra. The only thing is that he can't execute his own chayev because he's not responsible. But the yav has the ability to supply the das to bring about the chefter shel carbon pesach for the cotton. The only thing the Rambam says is that you can't have a chabura of kulam katana. Because then it will come out that in the cheftish, in the entity of the chabura, there is no gavra with das. That's the only thing that's lacking. That the chabura, the aloch is the chabura, must have a bar das. So if you're going to have a chabura that's kulo ketanim, you're going to lack in the element of das. You can't have a chabura that lacks in the element of das. That's a separate aloch. But there's no problem mitzad the chovas ha-pesach, the chovas korban pesach. Because insofar as Chovas Korban Pesach is concerned, the cotton, sometimes the cotton is not chayev at all, like in a mitzvah. For instance, like you have a mitzvah of Olas Riyah. So mitzvah is Olas Riyah, the cotton is not chayev in Olas Riyah. The Torah was never machayev the cotton for Olas Riyah. But over here by Korban Pesach, Kol Adas Yisrael Yasu also, the chova is on every single gavra as a gavra of Yisrael, which includes the cotton too. The only thing is that he's not a responsible being, so he can't execute his own chiyuv. But the av has a right to supply the das to create the chefter shel carbon. And once you have a chefter shel carbon, it's a real carbon chova. By the actual akrova, it's a kiyum of kol kahal adas Yisrael yasa. It's not a kiyum from the individual cotton, but the individual cotton is not a baruch mitzvah. It's not a baruch mitzvah, but it's definitely a kiyum in terms of kol kahal adas Yisrael yasa. Kol adas Yisrael yasa. Between two chiyuvim, there's a chiyuv in a maisa executing a maisa havah, and then there's a chiyuv because of the gavra happens to be chayev in the carbon. You understand what I mean? You can't be mechayev a carbon in a mitzvah, like you're mechayev in a, you tell him you must bring a carbon. What do you mean you must bring a carbon? He can't bring a carbon. Where the essence of the mitzvah is the execution of the action, so then the cotton is never included. Wherever the essence of the thing is, like you can't say cotton's chayev and lower. Because the chayev and lower would mean that he's chayev to do a rational action with a lower, and it's impossible for him. So he'd be saying a crazy thing. Right? But where you say, but in carbon there's a concept of a gavra that's a bala carbon, right? Aside from the action of executing the chiyuv. So he's a member of the tzibur. So if I say that every member of the tzibur is a chayev and is chayev to be a bala carbon of carbon pesach, so he's included. He's included. Because he's chayev to be, he's a member of the tzibur, he's mechuyev to have a carbon pesach. He's mechoyer. But the only thing is that he could never execute the chiyuv because he's not responsible. But as a gavra, he could be a gavra that's chayev in carbon pesach. It was that the that wherever it's halacha of the gavra, with halacha of the maisa, so then a cotton is, it's impossible to be mechayev a cotton because it's not a bar chiyuva, and his maisa is not a maisa, it's not a maisa chiyuvis. But wherever it's halacha the gavra, then the cotton is perfect. So you see, by nazir, cotton could be a gavra of nazir, and you see, by carbon, cotton could be a gavra of carbon pesach. Okay, right? How could you feed if we say selavase? If we say selavase is lav deraisa, so how can you feed a cotton the carbon pesach if the cotton is not a monoid? Right? The taste from Sochem deals with that question. Sochem dafayin ches, right? So Taisvis over there deals with that question. But the Ran gives an answer which we couldn't understand. The Ran is in the Dharm, right? The Ran in the Dharm, yes. Yeah, Ran is in Lamed Vav, okay? The Ran we couldn't understand, because the Ran wants to say like this. The Ran wants to say that actually the only time you need Minui is if the person's a Baruch of Minui, if he's capable of being a monoi. But if he's not capable of being a monoi, because he's a cotton, so then there's no psul of then there's no problem if he eats it. We couldn't work out the svar for that. I mean, apparently the Ran holds that there's a chalas shem of an ena monoi. An ena monoi is also a carbon pesach. But if he's not a barachi of minui, so then it's mutter. But what kind of a concept is that with regard to carbon pesach? It's very hard to understand. You know what I mean? could say that it's halacha in the korban, in the korban, not in the gavra. That the korban has to be nechal lemuyo. So only those that are capable of the process of minui are involved, and once you have them involved, so it's machshir the korban, and then it doesn't matter who eats. I mean, that's a possible approach. You have, for instance, 10 people that are capable of minui, and you only did minui for 9, so then you're violating the institution of nechal anuya. But for a person that's not a bar hachi of minui, so there's no violation of the institution of nechal anuya. It's good. Now we have Taisus. Now Taisus asks a question, he says like this. It says, Heyach yecholim lechol ha-pesach. Taisus knows from that. Taisus says it must be only nechal anuya. So he says, we have an issur lo sachimim lahazir gedolim or katanim. You're not permitted to feed a katan anything that's treif, anything that's issur. Right? You're not living machla mitzvah yadayim. So Tosfos answers a very funny answer. He says that what? He says that the issur. Sachim, it's a long daf they get in there. It's peches. Okay. So he says, Tosfos asks, it's true that a cut my ochel nevel the same bezin mitzvah mafrisho, but lisfos lo biyadayim is usher. Now I feel something that's usher. Well, Marie, the hasam yafina miglo sochlim velo usher el dumi the shlotzim and nevelos. Aval kahai gav nadika miika chinuch mitzvah shari. So Tosfos says, daf peiches and all of Tosfos big masal sevel esot. Says wherever there's chinuch, it's okay. What does the guy do? What kind of an answer is this? Is it the rice of the feet of cutting something that's usher b'achila? And over here, the Pesach is also Bachila. If you're not a money, how are you allowed to feed a fit cotton? So Tosfos says the Yisr is only by Shrotzim and Avelis. That's the only time it's also. But where there's Chinuch Mitzvah, it's Mutter. Where there's Chinuch Mitzvah, it's Mutter. Yes, ladies, why aren't you allowed to feed a kid cotton? Is it because you're not allowed to do that in Maisa? In other words, you're not allowed to, not only you're not allowed to eat it yourself, but you're not allowed to feed it to your kid. It's an issur in the chafta shochaz. You can't eat chaza itself. You can't feed the chafta to a kid. That's part of the issur chaza. That can't be. It's only an issur achila. So what's wrong with feeding the kid? There's nothing wrong with feeding the kid. So the answer, yes. So the answer is that what's the issur feeding the kid? The issur feeding the kid is that your maisa. If you feed the kid doesn't have a maisa. So you could say that you can become putter from the whole business. Why? Because the kid doesn't have a maisa, so that's why there's no problem with him eating it. And you are doing the maisa of achila, but you're not eating yourself. So the halacha says, no, that your maisa and the gavra of the kid become one entity. You see? It's a separate halacha that your maisa and the gavra of the kid merge into one entity, and that's why that's awesome. That's why it's also to be machal the kid. That's as mitaraisa. So the Torah says that you mitzaref the mice of the gadol and the gavra of the cotton, and it becomes an achila shalisha. It becomes an achila shalisha. That's the halacha of los achila. Because otherwise, what's the issue? The kid didn't do anything. Machila b'dayim, it's a new framework. It's true. I mean, it's not like the same mice achila, but the kid's chewing himself. But that is the issa. Machila b'yadayim is a new framework of issa. If you're machila b'yadayim, it's considered as if you created a ma'isa shalisha. You created an achila shalisha. You created an achila shalisha. So you can't create an achila shalisha. You can't create an achila shalisha. So therefore, what Tosfos says is like this. What they're saying is that the only thing that's usur, that so therefore it's considered like the ma'isa of the cotton. It's a tziros. So it's considered like the ma'isa of the cotton. Like the cotton has a maisa. So the only thing that would be awesome for a cotton is that were he a gadol, if he would do the same action, it would be awesome. But over here, were he a gadol, he would be mutter. It would be mutter. The only reason why he's not considered a mono is because of the fact that he's a cotton. But were he a gadol, he'd be mutter b'achil zapasa. So therefore, you can't say that you're over an isser of the machu b'yadayim. It's an Isser Maisachil on the part of the cotton is were he a guddle, then we'd say that it would be a Maisa, then it's a Maisa of Isser. But over here, were he a guddle, it would be a mitzvah.
Right.
On the contrary, because a mitzvah is achilah for Pesach.
So you made a mutter.
It's not, he's only made him money because it's impossible to be a money. But the actual maisa per se is considered a maisa mitzvah. So therefore, you can't say that this is considered a maisa chil shalis on the part of the cut. The yisav lo sachila means that you are creating a maisa chila for a cut, and that's awesome. You're creating, that's yisav lo sachila. You're not only letting yourself, you're not allowed to create a maisa chila for a cut, that he should be eating it. But the only time you're not allowed to create a maisa chila for a cut, that he should be eating it, is if it's a real maisa, if it's an inherent maisa shalisa. But if it's just because of a detail that it's a maisa shalisa, but actually it's essentially it's a maisa shal mitzvah, then you can't say that there's an issue in the Torah to create a maisa achila, such a maisa achila for cotton. That's what they say. The issue is to create a maisa achila shall issa for cotton. Now that's the issue of machila b'dayim. Now I create a maisa shall issa achila for cotton. But that only makes sense if it's an actual maisa shall issa. But if this maisa achila is really a maisa shall mitzvah, the only thing is because of he happens to be a cotton, so that's why he can't partake of it. It's not a maisa mitzvah. But essentially it is a maisa mitzvah. So in such a maisa achila, you can't say the Torah said you're not allowed to create a maisa shalisa for cotton. Doesn't make any sense. The issa of los achilim is not a halacha that you're not allowed to take something and you're not allowed to use the, you're not allowed to cause the achila shalisa in the guf ha-cotton. You understand what I mean? It's an iser that you're not allowed to actually create for the cotton a maisa shel iser, even though it's a cotton. But even though it's a cotton, basically he's potter, but you're not allowed to create for him a maisa achila shel iser. But that only makes sense if it's a really inherently a maisa achila shel iser. But if it's a maisa achila shel mitzvah, the only thing is that because he happens to be a cotton, so that's why he can't fulfill it properly, so therefore results in issur. Then you can't say that it's a ma'is achil shalissa, that you've produced a ma'is achil shalissa for cotton. The Chaim says that chinuch is drabonon only in the tzuras, it's drabonon, but not in the actual concept of chinuch is really midaraisa. In other words, the fact that you have to train your child to keep the halachas of the Torah is a deraisa. The only thing is that you don't have to train him every yontif to take a lulav. He's ready if he knows how to take a lulav, so this young man, if you can forget about him at a raisa, as long as you train him to take a lulav. But the idea of chinuch l'matam is definitely a raisa. The only thing is, Rabbanu gave it a form and said that every time the mitzvah comes around, that you have to treat it like a regular cotton, it has to be treated like he's under the raisa. Well, that's mitzvah Rabbanu. But the idea of training a cotton to do chinuch, to do an action, to learn how to do an action and to keep a mitzvah of the Torah, that's mitzvah raisa. That's not the Rabbanu. It has to be mitzvah raisa. The whole Torah is dependent upon training a cotton to know how to do a mitzvah. But that's what Taish says. Wherever there's chinuch mitzvah, which means that the mice is inherently a mice shal mitzvah, then there's no iser. Then you can't say there's an iser. The iser of los achila means that you're not allowed to cause the cut and be a dayan to do an action, which is an action of iser. You're not allowed to feed the cut and chas. You're not allowed to violate the gavra of the cut insofar as mitzvah, insofar as the mitzvah's love of a chilas chazah. That's what you're not allowed to do. The gavra cotton with the mice essentially is a mice on mitzvah. The only thing is because he's a cotton, so that's why you can't domain it. That doesn't make sense. There's no violation of the gavra to cotton with there's a team of chinuch mitzvah. And chinuch mitzvah means that whatever he could do on his level, that's it. So minu is not on his level, so minu is not in the parasha of chinuch. If you see one thing, according to the cases by chinuch, chinuch is, even though there's no real kiyum, but anything that's possible, if the reason why he can't do it is because it's a cotton, that doesn't matter. He's still involved in chinuch mitzvah. And what Taish is saying is that you can't say there's a violation of the gavra to cotton where there's a kiyum of chinuch mitzvah. That's the tartar sasri. It doesn't make any sense. So it's not a lochi not allowed to use chazah to feed your kids. That's not the, not an issur of shtamshis but chazah to feed kids. Halacha, you're not allowed to violate the gavra the cotton with chazah. But if the gavra the cotton is involved in chinuch mitzvah, it's not a violation. That makes sense. On the contrary, it's a mitzvah point. It's a mitzvah. It's not chayev in chinuch of mina because it's impossible for him. But in the mitzvah itself, in other words, according to Taisvist, there's always a mitzvah chinuch. Insofar as the cotton is capable of performance, there's a mitzvah chinuch. If some of the details are impossible because he's a katan, that doesn't take away the gufa mitzvah. Oh, that any time the reason why the katan can't do the mitzvah is because he's a katan, that's not market. As long as he's dirt. Yeah, but dafka in your country, you're supposed to teach him to do every aspect of the mitzvah, every mice, part of the mice on mitzvah, and that which is he's incapable because of the katan has nothing, is not mafal mitzvah chinuch. That's precisely the definition of chinuch. That's precisely the definition of chinuch, means to go through the mice on mitzvah. To go through, that's the definition of chinuch. To go through the mice on mitzvah. So even a katan ben yomo you're not allowed.
Right.
It's not loch and chinuch, because even a katan ben yomo. But the iser is the violation of the gavra of the katan. That's the iser. It's not an iser to use chazer for feeding katan. There's no iser like that. The iser is to violate the gavra of the katan to get dying. Not allowed to do that. So they said you can't say it's a violation of the gavra of the katan if it's the mitzvah chinuch. That's impossible. Now we're dealing with the questions of the zman. So you have really, it involves four Rambams. It involves a Rambam in the beginning of Tehillim Masafim, where the Rambam says that the time for Tamash Rabbein Abayim is from Sheish V'machza. Sheish V'machza. Right? Which means 12:30. What is the Lashon? Sheinotu Tzlolei Erev. Right? It's in Perev Rishon of Tehillim Masafim. It's Halacha Gimel, Mashiach Hatzel. All right. So you see that when this is from 12:30 on. 12:30 on. Then you have a Rambam. Why? Because that's apparently that's the Shir of Bein Arbayim. Now, nevertheless, with regard to chametz in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, so the Rambam says clearly, you're not allowed to eat chametz from Chatzos Hayom. That's in Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. He says Shehu Mitzchilas Shor Shviyis B'Yom Shevachol Lachom B'Zman Zeh Lachom Natar Shneimar Lo Sochal Olav Chometz Kolomar Karben Pesach Kach Lamdon Piyashmul B'Feresh Dover Zeh Lo Sochal Chometz Mishor Sheru'uyu L'Shchitas HaPesach Shehu Bein Arbayim V'Hu Chatzi Hayom. So apparently you see Ram says clearly that with regard to Shchitas HaPesach that it's from Chatzos on, not from 12:30 on. Not from 12:30 on. Because that's the definition of Bein Arbayim. So it's an interesting thing that the definition of Bein Arbayim with regard to, they both say the exact same words, Bein Arbayim. Right? Kevas Hashem Tasa Bein Arbayim. And with regard to Karban Pesach, Bein Arbayim, Shechtu Asur Kol Chalad Asur Bein Arbayim. So the exact same words, Bein Arbayim, are going to mean two different things. Now in Hilchos Karban Pesach, he just says Chatzos. He doesn't mention anything about 12:30. So that would seem to be consistent with the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, that Karban Pesach Chatzos itself is good. Shchitas HaPesach Acha Chatzos. And Shechta Kodem Chatzos is possible. So it seems, according to the Rambam, that you don't have to wait till 12:30 for Karban Pesach. That Zman HaPesach, the inherent Zman HaPesach, is really from Chatzos from 12 o'clock. Alright? Those are the problems. What? Yeah, the Rambam in Tefillah also is interesting. Because the Rambam in Tefillah says that with regard to Tefillah HaMincha, when is Tefillah HaMincha? The Rambam says Tefillah HaMincha is really from 3:30 on every day. That's called the Mincha Ketana. That's the that's the Zman HaMincha. But he says since it happened on Erev Shabbos Chaliyos Erev Pesach, so they started 12:30. So that's why that's the Zman of Mincha Gedola. Now it's interesting, in that Rambam it's Perek Shlishi Alacha Beis in Hilchos Tefillah. In that Rambam itself there is a subtle discrepancy, because when it comes to being Koveya the Zman Mincha Ketana, he's Koveya by Akrova. When it comes to be Koveya the Zman of Mincha Gedola, he's Koveya by Shchita. But the Rambam makes it quite clear that with regard to Tefillas HaMincha, you can't daven before 12:30. It would seem from the Rambam before 12:30 is before the Zman, and you're not Yetz at all if you daven between 12 and 12:30. Okay? But that's consistent with the Rambam of, because Mincha is connected to Tamash Rabbein Abayim, is fine. Interesting in the Rambam is that the Rambam holds Over here, he holds that it's not that there is... It's not that the Zman begins. It's a funny kind of arrangement the Rambam has here. He doesn't say that the Zman begins at 12:30 because they sometimes are makar at 12:30, and then it ends at the Shkia Sachama. It's a funny kind of formulation he has. He says there's Mincha Gedola from 12:30 till 3:30, then there's Mincha Katana from 3:30 till Plaga Mincha, and then he says he could still do Mispal until Shkia Sachama. Funny kind of a Rambam with the whole formulation with the Zman Yitzhak. It's like there's two separate Zmanim. There's Mincha Katana and Mincha Gedola. And a person can do what he wants, but it's two separate. It's not the beginning and the end of his Zman. It's not the beginning and the end of his Zman, you see. It's not, it begins 12:30 and ends Shkia Sachama. There are two separate Zmanim. Yeah. And the next Rambam was that people must follow. They were mispaul too. They were mispaul mincha katana, mincha gedola. One of them mechova, and one of them rishus. So it's an interesting thing. It's not a continuum from 12:30 to shkia sachama. It's not a continuum. It's two separate entities of zman. In other words, they created there's a mincha katana and there's a mincha gedola. There's a mincha katana and a mincha gedola. You have your choice. You can either daven mincha katana or mincha gedola. Two separate zmanim of mincha, or you could daven both. You see that there's a minhag to daven both. Because there are two. It's not one. Mincha doesn't have one zman. Mincha has two. There's two separate zmanim. Apparently, if it's two different minchas. It's two different minchas. The nature of mincha katana and the nature of mincha gedola is different. It's a different kind of a substance. Yeah, if you do one, you yet. But that's why you could really do two, because they're two separate substances. So there's no time to sasha if you do two. The only thing is that you have to do one b'taras rishus. You can't do them both b'taras chala. Omar Rav Safra, Tzlusei Davron Mechime Shachri Kosli. What does it mean? Tzlusei Davron means Mincha. Mechime Shachri Kosli, Chomos Aponos LeMizrach Shelbinu Mehone Tzachamo Habo Mena Mizrach Menatet Zalem Utskila Sheva Shos Shachama Bentzer Kib Rosh Kolodan Eina Osa Omer Dol Tachtein Mashfira Nasan Osnak Solom Fisha Ein Chama Notzetes Ela Berosha Kosli Beuvio Umeitzel Chudo Shel Sfas Uvio Al Skifas Akoso Umashkeres May He Shaita Notin Slowly Erev Akori Erev. Okay, so what does it mean? And just to shorten Rashi, although Rashi's saying is sum up Rashi. Rashi's saying is that actually the sun shines straight down at 12 noon, and what happens is that it hits the wall width wise. The upper width of the wall is hit, so therefore there's a shade on the light. You see, the light can't reflect off the wall. In the morning, the light's reflecting off the wall because it's on an angle from the east. But then when it's directly overhead, it's hitting the top. So there is no light directly hitting the wall. That's called Mechime Shachri Kosli. Okay, that's directly 12 noon. Tana gama me'avron v'no lo gama imenei. V'sanya v'yom ha'shmini yom l'tzar losam l'amei she'kol ha'yom kashu l'mila. Ela she'shiz magdim l'mitzvah she'n l'yashke l'ova b'boker v'ech v'sh chamoro ela b'rova Rav Yosef ha kashu l'mila. That wasn't bothering me. You can learn from Avram. That's no problem. It's not. Chol avi p'sochum l'yos b'erev Shabbos. That when the issue chol avi p'sochum l'yos b'erev Shabbos and nishcha p'sheish v'machtos atom sh'ben abayim is slaughter 12:30, right? So the Gemara says the nishchatem b'lechim meshachri kosley. So the Gemara asks the question. The Gemara says that what? So the b'lechim meshachri kosley, the ben abayim Nishchatei Mechi Meshachri Da'ayin Metchilas Sheva. So the Gemara has a question. The Gemara's question is that why is it Fatamid Shalbein Abayim when we're in a rush? The Gemara has a question. When we're in a rush, we try to move it up as much as we can. And that's why ordinarily we shecht it at 2:30, but over here we shecht it when? As early as possible, which is 12:30. Of course, you have to do the tzli. You can't roast it on Shabbos. So you have to do the tzli before Erev Shabbos. So you have to have time. So we move it up as much as possible. So the Gemara says that why don't I move it up to 12? That's the Gemara's kasha. Yeah. So the Gemara says like this. Two answers. One is Mishum Dolomach. The Gemara says, my kusha, the Gemara says, the Dilma Kosli the base Hamigdash B'sheish V'machzon Mashkari Mishum Dolomach Havni Tuva. Maybe that the walls of the base Hamigdash get dark when 12:30. Why? Because they're not exactly constructed properly. What Rashi explains, it doesn't mean that they're on an angle, but it means that they're wider on the bottom than they are on the top. So therefore, the rays of light that are going straight will still hit the wall. Will still hit the wall. Even up until 12:30. That's right. Gemara says, Inami, another answer like this. Shiny, Avram. Avram was different. Why? Tagninus gedola haisa b'libo. What does it mean? So Rashi says, the man was a great astronomer. Leos baki ba'lichas ha'mazolos ha'tchilos ha'shos. Zochetayim l'basar. Hashem berach zavram b'kol. What did he bless him with? And it's tagninus gedola haisa b'libo. So God opened up for him the gateway of astronomical knowledge. V'chol malchei mizrach ha'mayar v'mashkim l'pischa l'shob mazolos. And they all used to come to his door to ask him about astronomy. The means is that what? That he knew exactly when 12 o'clock was. So what does it mean? So that would mean what? Today that we know exactly when 12 o'clock is? So then it's not 12 o'clock, but it's midday. If we know exactly when midday is, so then we should bring it earlier? So this is a question. The question is, what is the Gemara's answer? What are the Gemara's answers? The first Gemara's answer is what? Is that the walls of the Beit HaMikdash weren't so straight. So they couldn't put up a straight wall. They put up one little wall. How big do you have to be? Straight one. A post. Right? They'll be able to tell right away. A square post. So that's the first problem with the first answer. And the second answer is, oh, he was such a great astronomer. So what? So why, so it means we don't know? So the Gemara should say we don't know. If only Avram knew, so then the Gemara should answer. We can't do it because we don't know. That's all. Rambam answers this question. Because the Rambam says, Gimel. Talmud Shabin Abayim Shochtan Asa Mishiyara Chatzel V'yeroa L'chol Shehera. So therefore would appear, what is Rambam saying? That the halacha is that is not the Gemara, because the question of the Gemara is, what is the Gemara saying? If we don't know what it is, we don't know what it is. The Gemara is saying, no, only certain people will know exactly when 12 noon is. You see? So therefore, therefore that is not as man to start, exactly 12 noon. Because only, that's what the Gemara says, that the kosley based on Migdash weren't exactly even. It means in most cases the Kselim aren't exactly even. So therefore, people won't know when it's noon until 12:30. And the same thing with the second answer. It's like Nina's Gadolaya. Why say he was a very big astronomer? Because it means that you can't go by the astronomical Chatzos, because that would require a very great astronomer. So therefore, what's the next time that you can go by? The next time you can go by is when everybody knows. When everybody knows. Because there's no in-between. You see, in-between is not as much. You say, okay, not to be a great astronomer, start 12:15. 12:15, a lot of people know already. But the answer is it has to be an objective time that's muchach. That's the halacha of Bein Arbayim, it has to be an objective time that's muchach. So muchach means to who? To who is a muchach? So for astronomers is one level of muchach, and for the masses there's another level of muchach. So you can't go by your one individual who happens to know exactly. So you have to go therefore by everyone. So everyone doesn't know until a half hour later. Half hour later, everybody knows it. Anybody can tell half hour later.
It's obvious. Even if the world isn't exactly straight, and even if you're not a great astronomer, and you go. I'm not sure if it goes by, if it means by a normal wall, or if it means, and the Gemara says that the coastline base on Migdash weren't exactly straight. It could mean that when it's muchach in the base on Migdash. That's his mashma. But the Ram doesn't say it that way. So the Ram doesn't like that. The Ram just says, the Ram doesn't like that. Ram goes away from that. Mishayarech atzel v'yeroa l'chol sheherech. He learned this universally. It's not dafka based on Migdash. That's based on Migdash. Not dafka. But anyways, people don't know, yarech atzel, this wolf, this way, that wolf, that way. So when do you know? 12:30. So in other words, a Beina Abayim apparently is not a halacha in an exact zman. But Beina Abayim is a halacha in a zman that's muchach. It's who's koveya the zman? The people are koveya the Beina Abayim. So one, the people, the knowledge of the people is when the Beina Abayim begins. It's not an astronomical time. It's based on astronomical time, but it means when it's muchach to everyone that's obvious that now is Beina Abayim. That's when Bein Arbayim is. That's what Bein Arbayim is. So that's all fine. That's all fine with regard to Talmud. Avraham Avinu could daven from 12 o'clock because he's the only one in the world and he's the only Kaveya. He's the Kaveya. Before Matan Torah, yeah, right. He was the Kaveya. It was a personal thing. It wasn't an official system. But once again, official systems has to go by universal principles. Universal is that Bein Arbayim is when it's muchach to everyone that is Bein Arbayim. Okay, so that explains the Tumid Shel Bein Arbayim, why it's Nishchat at 12:30. Why it's Nishchat at 12:30. And that's why you can't daven Mincha before 12:30. Right? Okay. True, the Gemara Bracha says that Yitzchak introduced Mincha, not Avram. They talk about it on the side. That's a problem. Why does Yitzchak love Avram? We don't know. Nevertheless, there still remains one problem. What's the problem? The problem is Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach, he says Chatzos. And he says the reason is because Bein Arbayim. Because Bein Arbayim. You see? So that we wanted to say, one possibility. That there's a difference between Korban Sibur and Korban Yachid. That by Korban Sibur, the Sibur is the Kaveya. The Hamonam is the Kaveya, because it's Korban HaSibur. In other words, but with regard to Korban Pesach, which is a Korban Yochid, so then the Bein Arbayim is by the Bala Korban. The Bein Arbayim is when it's Muchach to the Bala Korban that is Bein Arbayim. So therefore, if it's a Korban Sibur, so the Bala Korban is a whole Klal Yisrael. You have to go by the majority of the Klal Yisrael. Most people don't know until 12:30. But Korban Yochid, each person is a separate Bala Korban. So therefore, you can go by the objective time. As soon as the person recognizes that it's Chatzos, each person. As soon as the person knows 12, it's exactly 12 o'clock just about. So therefore, the only time it's going to be possible is in Makkah before 12, but after 12, it's fine. By Korban Pesach, there is no universal Kaveya. There is no universal Kaveya. So, yeah. So therefore it goes by the actual Zman of 12 o'clock. By Korban Pesach is the astronomical Zman. That's the astronomical. By Korban Tzibur can't be the astronomical Zman because it has to be when it's Muchach to the... But when the astronomical Zman can't be Muchach to the whole Am as a group at 12 o'clock because that's inherently impossible. But if it's a Korban Yochid, it can be Muchach to the Bala Korban at 12 o'clock. So therefore, it goes by 12 o'clock. Even though every Jew is a Bala Korban, but it's an individual concept. It's an individual concept. Tzibur had to bring it, but the Zman is for the Yochid. So therefore, remains, there's no Hochocha to the opposite. There's no Bala, there's over there by Tamash Ben Abayim. It's no, called, the Bailim don't know it until 12:30, so it has to be 12:30. By Yochid, there's no such phenomenon, so therefore it's 12 o'clock. With regard to Tefillas HaMincha, it seems that the Tefillas HaMincha, when we say that it's Keneged HaTamash Ben Abayim, it means it's Keneged the Maisei HaKrova, the Seder Avoda. Of the carbon shell Bein Arbayim, Tamash Bein Arbayim. Now the Seder Avodah goes by the time of the day that they did it. It's connected the Maisa Avoda, that they, it's connected the carbon show, it's like a remez le carbon, it's a zecha le carbon show bein arbaya. So you have to go by when they actually did it. So you can't have two times when they actually did it. I mean, when did they do it? So they only did it 2:30 was a shkita, and 3:30 was the hakrava. So the essence of the carbon is the hakrava. So that's why they were kaveh this man for the hakrava, for the zman hakrava, which is 3:30. That's not expensive. Therefore, the takana really is not. The takana is really 3:30. That's when I'm talking in these magnificent times. Halacha like this. The second halacha is that if a person is mespalel tefilas hamincha and it's unrelated to tumah shel bein arbayim, then it's not a tefilah. It's not a tefilas hamincha. Okay? Now, so what happens if a person is mespalel at 12:30? The Rambam's like this. A person is mespalel at 12:30, so can you say that his tefilah is unrelated to tumah shel bein arbayim? The Rambam says, no, you can't say that. Why? Because Erev Pesach, that was Erev Shabbos, they were makriv at 12:30. So therefore, it is related to Tumah shel bein arbayim. I mean, the shechta at 12:30. Now, therefore, you see, there's two frameworks of tefilas hamincha. One framework of tefilas hamincha was the tefilas hamincha that they were koveya against keneged the akravas Tumah shel bein arbayim. Which means that's the essence of the character that Tefilas HaMincha is Tumah shel bein arbayim. So that has to be every day. That must be every single day. And not only every day, but it must be Zman Hakravaso, which is the essence of the carbon, not Zman Shkitaso, because Shkita is Kasher Bizarre. But there's another halacha that your Yotzei Tefilas HaMincha, as long as it's not unrelated to carbon shall bein arbayim, as long as it's not unrelated to yotze. So then, as long as it's 12:30, you can't say it's unrelated, because there was an occasional case where they did have it at 12:30. And as long as the shechita was at 12:30, again you can't say it's unrelated, because at least it's the beginning of the this four avodas: the shechita, halacha, kabbalah, and zrika. So it's the beginning of the first step in the carbon Tumah shel bein arbayim. So therefore, in other words, there are two formulas for mincha. One formula for mincha is mincha which is connected the essential akravas Tumah shel bein arbayim, and that's a mincha which actually represents Tumah shel bein arbayim. That is what? That's a mincha from Teisha Shos from 3:30 on. Yep. But there's another halacha that if a person is mispal mincha and it's not unrelated to Tumah, it has to have a relationship to Tumah, then it's kasher b'di'evet. The Russian Ram is very good because it says, Ulefisha be'erva pesach cholios be'erva shabbos ha'yishochta es tamim b'shei shos ha'machtza omru sh'amispalel me'acha shei shos ha'machtza es yotza. You can't say it's unrelated. You see? You can't say it's unrelated. See, from the Rambam you see clearly that Tefilas Nedava doesn't have to be a carbon Nedava. Tefilas Nedava is not a carbon Nedava, because Tefilas Nedava is halacha in terms of Rachami, that he's not Yotzi de Chovoso. It's halacha in the Rachami, he's not Yotzi de Chovoso. Now Yotzi de Chovoso. But actually, in terms of the representation of carbon in Tumah shel bein arbayim, it makes no difference whether it's Chov or whether it's Nedava. It's an interesting thing. I mean, ordinarily you think that what is Tefilas Nedava? It's Nedava means, because it's not connected to Tumah shel bein arbayim. It's a connected to Nedava and Nedavas. But the Rambam you see differently. Because even Tefilas HaMincha could be considered a Nedava. So why does he make it into a Nedava? Because you don't want to be Yotzi de Chovaso shel Tefila, shel Rachme. Because you can only have one Chovas, one Rachme shel Chova in the afternoon. So therefore, if you do two, it'll be brachas levatolos. But the halacha is that you could daven as much as you want in order to represent Tumah shel bein arbayim. Now, why does Rambam hold you could do both? Because Rambam holds like this: that the essentially the substance of Tumas Rabbeinu Abayin is really 3:30. That's why they're on the sock in the tefillah at 3:30. That's the essence of mincha. But there's a characteristic of Tumas Rabbeinu Abayin that it's nikrav an erev Pesach erev Shabbos, it's nikrav at 12:30. So therefore, if you daven at 12:30, you can be related to Tumas Rabbeinu Abayin because you're showing one of the characteristic features of Tumas Rabbeinu Abayin, right? So therefore, it's good the Torah's tefillah and your yetzer. If you want to daven both, you can daven both. Why? Because you could show the characteristic of Tumas Rabbeinu Abayin, that is nikkur at 12:30, and you could also show the substance and have a substantial reflection of Tumas Rabbeinu Abayin at 3:30. But you can only have one tefillah's chova, so therefore you have to have in mind that one of them is the Torah's davar. But it's a kiyum and representation of Tumas Rabbeinu Abayin. Now why you daven both is because there's two different, qualitatively there are two different, it's two different types of mincha. One demonstrates a feature of Tumas Rabbeinu Abayin, and one is a full-fledged demonstration of the Tumas Rabbeinu Abayin. One lacks the feature, the other one is, and one lacks the feature, and the one that has the feature lacks the representation as a substance. He says is that of the two, if you're going to make one a chova, it makes more sense to make the chova the one that is represents carbon Tumas Rabbeinu Abayin essentially. But the other way also is good. You still be able to, even if you reverse it, it's fine. Can I just take one? Let's take one more point. One point. The next point we said was the Machlokas Rebbe. They ask a kasha on the Rambam because the Rambam says the Rambam paskins in that you could be makriv the carbon Tumas Rabbeinu Abayin till Shkiyas Hachama. And yet over here you see he seems to paskin that that's a Machlokas Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachamim. Whether it's plaga mincha or whether it's adalaila. So with regard to tefillah, he seems to say, David Kamarov. At least that's the way they interpret the Rambam. Because he says that really should daven mincha until plaga mincha. But also you can't daven until shkiyas hachama. So Kesem Mishnah says that depends. David Kamarov, the Rambam means David Kamarov. So apparently the Rambam is specific whether the carbon Tumas Rabbeinu Abayin is nikrav after plaga mincha. So how could he say in Hilchos Tumidim Masafin that you can be makriv the carbon until shkia? Doesn't make any sense. Did suffer the rabbanim? You could say David Kamarov, but not a suffer the raisa. Yeah, you should have to do the suffer until plag, right? So we said that really, you have to check it out. We're just speaking on the surface. We just said that really the Rambam learns that there's no question that you can be makriv the tumid until. No question. But the machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is whether you go according to this man that's roi lakrava or according to this man that they were makrav. See? What's Lashon HaGemara? If I remember, the Gemara says, Shekein Tumas Rabbeinu Abayin Holech Lekarev at Plaga Mincha. That's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, right? Okay. Now. So it depends how you learn Pshat in Gemara. If you learn Pshat in Gemara, it's a machlokes, it's actually when you can makriv the Talmud, so then it's a good kasha. But the Rambam can learn differently. Not a machlokes of when you're makriv the, definitely can makriv the Talmud until Shkiyas Hachama. The only question is when they were masakin the tefillah, whether masakin the tefillah can neged this man that they were makriv, or can neged this man that they could be makriv. You see. That's the machlokes in Hilchos Tefillah. It's not a machlokes in Kabbonis. So if you learn that way, so the Rambam's very good. So the Rambam holds that, as a matter of fact, that's why the Rambam says by Tefillas HaShachar, he says that one, in Tefillah Masafin, he says that one time they held up the Tumas Shel Shachar till 10 o'clock. You see? So that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could daven Shachar till 10 o'clock, because that one time. Can I get the one time? Therefore, and that way, so come to say, so the Rambam's very good. The whole thing seems to fit in with the Rambam. When they were makriv, the time is a characteristic of the carbon. The time they were makriv. So that's why he holds you should daven until plag, because that's the essential zman of Akrova. But then he says, David Kamarovit, he could daven until Shkia Sechama. That it could go that way. And the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about Tfilas and Musaf. Because where do you really get out of Sheva Shos? Where do you come up with the idea of Sheva Shos? So the answer is because he held, not that after Sheva Shos is no good, but he held that the Nema Tfilas and Musaf had Sheva Shos, and Shel Korban Shel Musaf is Holof Akorah Sheva Shos. And it's interesting because we pass against Kol HaYom, but we say after Sheva Shos you're Pashaya. So why should I be a Pashaya exactly at the same time that Yudol is no good? I mean, why should I be a Pashaya after 5 hours? Right? So the answer is very good according to what we're saying, that it's Allah of when they were Makrev. And they were never Makrev till after, they were never Makrev after Sheva Shos. But it really make a dint kasha Kol HaYom. But Sheva Shos, why weren't they Makrev after Sheva Shos? Because that would be a Pashaya. Because that would be a Pashaya. So that's the Zman for Pashaya, according to us. And according to Yehuda, it's no good afterwards because they weren't, in fact, Makrev after that time. And if you Makrev after the time they were Makrev, it was no good. But not that he held that really Korban Musaf is no good after Sheva Shos. If you demonstrate, if in other words, the Zmanim of the Korban Talmud are features of the Korban Talmud. In other words, there are two features of the Korban Talmud. The essential feature of Korban Talmud is 3:30. So that's why that's the essential Zman of Mincha Kitana. Right? But there's another feature of the Korban Talmud, that Erev Pesach, which is Erev Shabbos, is Nikra at 12:30. It's Nishkar at 12:30. So that's another feature of the Korban Talmud. So as long as you demonstrated a feature of the Korban Talmud, so you have a Kiyum of Mincha. There's only one Mincha. You see? So that's why there was a Chumrah that people daven two Minchas. It's not absurd, because since there's a feature of the Talmud Shabbain Abayim of 12:30, Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, there's a feature of the Talmud Shabbain Abayim every day at 3:30. So you're demonstrating it's not attached to the Sasri. On the contrary, you're demonstrating both features of the Talmud Shabbain Abayim. You see? But the Rambam says the one that you should have in mind, should be essential, should be the one that's the main feature of the Talmud Shabbain Abayim, which is the 3:30 one. So that's the Zman Mincha Ketana, that's the Zman Mincha Gedola, Mincha Ketana. You see? But if a person's misfollowed the first one, Mashem Chova, so then it's a kiyum already in the mincha, because since it does relate to a feature of the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, so you get a mincha already. Now you want to daven mincha katana, so what you must do is you must daven the rishus. When it comes to the essential feature of the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, so it's a krava. So that's why you go by this monokrava, 3:30. But when it comes to the feature of the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, which is non-essential, any way that's related to the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, even Shkita will do. Even Shkita will do.
Right.
No, yes. That was the thing. The reason... No. In other words, we're going against that theory. But somebody wanted to say that why did they misfollow Mincha Gedola? Because since the Chiyuv, Zman Chiyuv came, so Zrizin Magdimin, you want to fulfill your Chiyuv right away. We're going against that. We're saying that's not true. That really, if there's a better time to fulfill your Chiyuv, you should wait. You should wait. There's no Alokha Zrizin Magdimin. That doesn't make any sense. Why should I fulfill my Chiyuv now in an improper way when I can fulfill it so much in a so much greater way? In so much more fulfilling way later, and I'm supposed to actually wait for later. My demon is only if there's no reason to delay it. So then the delaying is a sign that the person's relationship to the mitzvah is not a proper one. That's what he's waiting for. But if there's a reason to postpone it because later there's a greater kiyum, then there's nothing improper about waiting for a later time. It would be really like shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you can blow early in the morning. But you see, the greater key in Mitzvah Shlemusa, the Shas Chazas of Shatz and the Tefillah, so you say, don't do it right away. I want you to say, it's reason my demon, I should get up in the morning, I should blow shofar right away, because I can be eight to the Mitzvah right away. No, you wait for the proper time, for the Shliach Tziba, for the Tefillah Shlemusa, to blow with the Al Seder Abrachas. Not if I'm not supposed to blow before the Shachar, separately, all right. That's why the Rush is like the Rush agrees with the Gainim that the first one should be Yehovah. So according to him, what he's saying, what the Bach is saying, Eim Avrim Ol Mitzvah means like this. Eim Avrim Ol Mitzvah ordinarily understand to mean that you can't pass over one mitzvah to do another mitzvah. Right? You can't pass over one mitzvah to do another mitzvah. But he's saying that it applies as well if I could fulfill my kiyuma mitzvah through format A, and format A precedes format B, so it would be my firin of a mitzvah if I would not have in mind to fulfill my chiyuv during the first format. So therefore, that's not a bad concept. So therefore, what he's saying is, in my firin of a mitzvah, so since the first one does qualify for a kiyum of tefillas mincha, the mincha gedola. So if you pass over that one and wait for your kiyum for the second one, that would be in my firin of a mitzvah. That's the problem. Could maintain that that's not called in my firin of a mitzvah. In my firin of a mitzvah means in maisa, not in kiyum. In other words, he's saying that Ein Mavrin Ol Mitzvah is Aloch and Kiyum also, the Bach. It could be the Ram doesn't know there's Aloch of Ein Mavrin Ol Mitzvah and Kiyum. Ein Mavrin Ol Mitzvah is in Maisa. From Mar, you see, that if there's a valid reason to postpone the Kiyum, that there's no Aloch of, certainly if there's a valid reason to postpone the Kiyum, there's no Aloch of Ein Mavrin Ol Mitzvah. Because the guy only has the Mar for Karpas, so what does he do? So he uses it, and then he has in mind not to be Yetzer. The mitzvah more. I ain't never in all mitzvahs. Gemara in the Pesachim, with regard to the question of the Talmud, the Tadav Hashem, Tadav Kodem. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that Tana Rabbanim, and I actually ate Tadav Kodem with Talmud Shal Shachar. I didn't know Talmud Shachar has to be the first thing of the day. Talmud Loma, V'orcha Leho Ha'ola. My Talmud, Amarava, Ha'ola, Ola Rishonah. So what does it mean to say? So it means like this. First is uvir aleha coin. That's sita marocha. And then what it says, v'orach aleha chelve ashlamim. So the Gemara says, my Talmud the higher ola atamet shal shachar koi. Ha'ola, Ola Rishona. Midlok says, V'arach Ola, Ola, Ela Ha'ola, Ha'okama. V'arach Ola, Miyad, Ha'ola, Hashuva, Murat Chil, Ha'ola, Olas. V'hainu, Olas Tomet. The Parshish Kabbalah, the Carbon Tomet Celebration. Victor Oleha, Atomet Koi. Victor Oleha, Atomet Koi. Victor Oleha, Chalve Ashlamet. The Sefe, the Crow, Ha'okama. Victor Ala, Ola, Hazos, Kloma, Achareha, Chalve Ashlamet. All right? So how do we explain the Gemara? We say like this. That what is the pshat? It says, V'orach Aleha Ha'ola and V'ikter Aleha Chavei Ashlam. So it means that's a halacha in the Mizbeach. It's a key in the Mizbeach. V'orach Aleha Ha'ola means that what? It means, Minayin Shleid Dovah Nikta B'Marocha. Yishen Me'er Chashachris Kodam L'Tomid Shal Shachat Hamon V'orach Aleha. Bosa revir aleha coin. Nechsev du sita marocha. So revir aleha coin. So first thing the mizbeach requires is what is revir aleha coin. The sita marocha, the etzim, you know, the fire on the mizbeach, and then v'orach aleha ha'ola v'orach aleha ha'ola. So mizbeach requires tumid after mizbeach. It's kima mizbeach. The tumid has to be first is a kima mizbeach. And the hikter aleha chalvei ashlamim means that the shlamim requires ola. The shlamim requires ola. So that's all good in the seder. So if a person would be makdir the shlamim before the ola, so hikter aleha atomet kod. So apparently you require before you have the shlomim, you require the kiyum and mizbeach of marocha and tamid. Marocha and tamid you require. Okay? That's what the Gemara is saying. That's right. So that's the order in the morning. But now what's the order in the afternoon? How do you know that you can't bring anything after Tamash Ben Abayim? That's the last carbon of the day. Talmud Lomar. V'hikter aleha chalvei ashlamim. My Talmud, how do you learn out in the pasuk? I'm by aleha ashlamim, v'lo chavat ashlamim. So this is different. What's the limud? It means like this. lehashlamim v'lo al chavat hashlamim. Shlamim. In other words, the first one in the morning, shlamim can come after the tamichol ba'ashol or tamichol boker. Right? The first time. But it can't come after, shlamim can't come after tamichol ben arbayim. Right? So therefore, we are saying that you can't be, that the tamichol ben arbayim would be lacking if you'd be makter on the tamichol ben arbayim shlamim. You can't be makter shlamim after tamichol ben arbayim. That's what Gemara says. Either one. It's lacking either one. But anyway, the Gemara refutes it. The Gemara is a maskul or rab. Ema shlamu de lo nikru. Ho'olo snakru. So apparently Gemara learned this, that shlamu will be lacking the shlamu. Let's say that way, easier. But the shlamu will be lacking if it takes too much of bein arbayim. But if too much of shachah is fine. So therefore, the Gemara has a question. So fine, so don't be makrav shlamu, but be makrav olos. So why can't makrav olos after the shlamu? After the too much of bein arbayim. So the Gemara says, Eloma rava hashlamim, oleha hashlam kol hakabanas kulam. Means plain shot is that the tumet shall bein arbayim has to be the last thing. It's a qualitative idea. It's not because you what?
Finality.
That's the finality. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Tomid called them the Pesach. Pesach called them the Taurus. Alright? The Neros. Now the Gemara goes back to the first one. Tamid is kodem lepesach. Time of the resh kamparish. Tamid kodem lepesach. The din hu she yeuchar. So the Gemara says, why is Tamid before korban pesach? Aleh hashlem. Problem. The Gemara says this strange answer. Yeuchar dover she nema bo bo erev lebein arbayim ledover she lo nema bo bo erev lebein arbayim. Okay. So what's the Gemara? Lebein arbayim levad. So what's the Gemara's answer? What's the Gemara's answer? Yeuchar dover. Rashi's time to Rashi Mafarish. Tamid kodem lePesach. The dinu she yuchar Pesach shenema bo be'erav v'bein abayim tizbach. Es a Pesach be'erav. V'shach dosol l'tamid shlo el l'tamid. Shlo nema bo elo es a keves hashini tase bein abayim. So what kind of answer? What does it mean? Yuchar dohar. So we explain it like this. That it means that there's two reasons why you makrev the korban Pesach on the 14th in the afternoon. One reason is because it says bein abayim. That's just like tamid shabein abayim. But another reason why you makrev the Korban Pesach in the afternoon is because the Korban Pesach must be nikrav immediately before its achila. Immediately before its achila. All right? You got... Oops, look on the part. One pasuk is... V'shach toso kol kahal daso bein arbayim. That's the pasuk in Bo. Then there's another pasuk. Hooray. Shomar shchad ha-shovah v'asisa pesach v'l'ashem ha-lekecha ki v'chad ha-shovah v'zichad ha-shovah v'kecha m'shayim lova. V'zavachta Pesach v'lo yorol chasar v'chog 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 v'lo yolin min ha-bosar asher tizbach bo erev b'yom ha-rishon la-boker. Alright, so what does it mean? Ki yim ala mokam shivach ha-shom v'kecha l'shak m'shmo shom m'shmo shom tizbach as ha-pesach bo erev kivo ha-shemesh mo'ei tzeischo mi-mitzroyah. An interesting pasuk. So what is the Torah saying? How does this time work out? Yisham tizbach pesach bo erev. When is bo erev? Kivo hashemesh moed tzeischem mitzrayim. Harei shloshes manu chalukim. Bo erev mishay shows ulamaylas of chul. Ukivo hashemesh tochlu. Okay. Umoed tzeischem atasofeil. Kloma nasa nosa. So it means like this. Yisham tizbach es a pesach bo erev. When is that referring to? Bein arbayim. Kivo Hashemesh, what is Kivo Hashemesh? Nighttime is Zman Achila. Moed Tzeischem Mitzrayim, that's the next morning, is going to become Nosah. So in this statement, you have the three Zmanim for Korban Pesach. What does it show you? From this, it shows you very simple. And this is the Pesach you learn out of the Pesach Ba'era. It shows you the reason why you have to be Makar of the Korban Pesach, Bein or Abayim, is because it must immediately precede Achila. It must immediately precede this Zman Achila. Zman Achila begins when? Immediately Ba'erev. So it comes out that there's two reasons why you shech the Korban Pesach in the afternoon. One is from the other Pasuk, V'shach toso kol kaladas shal bein arbayim. It requires the Zman of bein arbayim. But there's another reason why you have to shech it in the afternoon. Because the afternoon is the very Zman that immediately precedes the Zman Achila, which is at nighttime. You see? So that's what the Gemara says. Yeuchar dovar shenema bo bo'erev u'bein arbayim, l'dovar shelo nema bo bo'erev u'bein arbayim. Okay? So since in Korban Pesach, there's, if it just said in Korban Pesach, bein arbayim, so then what would I say? Then time will go less. But now that it says Bo'erev, so then I say Talmud goes first. Bo'erev has to force you to go last, because the reason why, when it's Bein Arbayim, it has no tie to the night. So then, right? But where it has a tie, a relationship to the night, so it is Bein Arbayim, but it's pointing towards the night time. Because the second reason why it's Bein Arbayim is because it's supposed to be close to this Zman Achilaso. So it is Bein Arbayim, but it's actually pointing to Erev. So that's why it has to be after the Tumid Shel Bein Arbayim, which is just purely Bein Arbayim per se. Because if it was before, it would have no relationship to the Erev. You see? Difficult. The Tais asks a question. He says, "Yuchad Dover." It sounds like he's asking a question. That's a simple question. I forgot the Tumid Tadir, so we should really say anyways that Korban Pesach should go after Tumid, because Tumid is Tadir and Tadir. He says no. He says you have to have the pasuk of Ba'erev to have a minish of Pesach Yagdim Mishum Allah Hashlam. It's a funny kind of. What does Tais mean? What does it mean? The Gemara just said before Allah Hashlam. For some reason, Tais apparently thought that Oleha Hashlem doesn't apply to Korban Pesach. And his maskana is it does apply. He had some havamina maskana. But for some reason, which we don't understand, we don't know why, that the Korban Pesach should be exempted from Oleha Hashlem. Doesn't represent the phenomenon of Oleha Hashlem. He thought that Oleha Hashlem is only speaking about, there's Olos Vova. What is Allah of Oleha Hashlem? Is it a qualitative Allah, which means it must absolutely be less? You see, or Allah Hashlem is a quantitative halacha. It means that you must postpone the Tumid Shel Bein Arbayim as far as you can, as much as you can. It's a halacha postponement. It's a halacha postponement. So we said if it's a halacha postponement, the Gemara seems to make more sense. Yeuchar Dover. Yuchar Dover means that there's a loch of postponing the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. That's, you know what I'm saying? But the other way of attacking the Sasha. Exactly. The other way of attacking the Sasha. If you're going to say it's a qualitative aloha, so comes that you have a contradiction. Because Allah Hashlein tells you this must be less. But then Korban Pesach has to indicate by Erev. So you're going to tell me that one overrides the other. It's an inherent contradiction in the system. I mean, it's like Tata Sasha within the system itself. So that's why we finally said that it's not a halacha, qualitative halacha, but it's a halacha of Bein Arbayim. Tumid Shel Bein Arbayim means that it's postponed to the last carbon that's done, Bein Arbayim. So the Gemara says, no, but Korban Pesach has another feature that would demand that it's postponed even later because of Erev, because it says Bo'erev. That's it. We did the Gemara in Tzach, right? So it came out. What was the result of the Gemara? The Gemara says that you have a toss-up, a choice between the carbon Shel Tumid Shel Bein Arbayim, which is in the afternoon, right, and the Korban Pesach. So which goes first? So ordinarily, I'd say Korban Pesach. I can't learn my Tesis. I don't understand that Tesis. That's what I understand. And besides, the Tesis does go against our Pshat. The Tesis seems to say the only reason the Torah wrote Be'erev is in order to teach me that goes later. I mean, it's a hard Tesis. Very, very difficult. Let's forget about Tesis. Just learn the Gemara. So according to the Gemara, it's like this. According to the Gemara, it comes out that Yeuchar Dover Shenema Bo Be'erev. Ubein Abayim, the Dover Shenema Bo Bein Abayim. But the Gemara just said before that what's the reason why the Tumid Shel Bein Arbayim is Nikra's last? Because Aleh Hashlein, the quality of Halacha, has to be the last thing. Has to be the last thing of the Seder HaKabbanis, the Seder HaVodas HaYom, right? So if it has to be the last thing, it's going to come and you have a Tati to Sasri between this having to be the last thing and now the Korban Pesach has to be later, right? an inherent part of the sasri and the psukim. I mean, it's hard to say that it's a dechiyah, it's a process of dechiyah, an inherent dechiyah. So, and besides, the Gemara's lashon is yeuchar, yeuchar dava. What do you mean yeuchar dava? The lashon of Gemara is not right. The Gemara should have said tidcha pesach, the leo hashlein, because it requires ba'er. So he explains that the halacha of a leo hashlein is not a separate halacha. Simply, a halacha has to be less. A leo hashlein is a kiyum in the chalas shem bein arbayim. You see, Talmud Shul bein arbayim says. It says, it's a Kedoshim Tassel Ben Arbayim. So what does the pasuk say? So it means to say, Olea Hashlin tells me that is the definition of the Chalos Shem. That's the Lachan Chalos Shem of Ben Arbayim, that it must be last. Not just that the Olea Hashlin is a separate Jerusha pasuk. It's a Lachan Chalos Shem of Tomet Shel Ben Arbayim. So that's why the Gemara says that since it's a Lachan Shem Ben Arbayim, but Korban Pesach has two shemos. It has a shem bein arbayim and has a shem of bo'erek. So therefore, this should be later. That's the halacha. That's why it's not a contradiction. You see? It's not that a leah hashem. We're not going away from the idea of yucha. In other words, a leah hashem for leah hashem is a qualitative concept that must be less. The qualitative idea. So that's it. Now you're knocking it off. It's not less. But if Allah Hashem is a lacha in the shame of the Bein Arbayim, which means that the later Amakravit, the shame Bein Arbayim is more complete. So then it comes out that the Korban Pesach, which has a shame Bein Arbayim, you see, which has a shame Bein Arbayim, should be later. Because as a shame Bayer and shame Bein Arbayim should be later. The Menachas concept that the Zman, the idea of the Zman Pesach, that the Zman Pesach is actually postponed after it takes the amount of time to be makar the Talmud shall bein abayim. There's no halacha like that. That's like a wild kind of story out there. Okay. If a person, if you know, on Shabbos, if you know that if you do a certain action, that's mutter to do this action. But the moment you do this action, you're going to put yourself in a situation of pekuch nefesh. So then the halacha is, are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to do that action? Right? That's the question. So, I will see about that. That's a round of time. But, so let's say, for instance, you have a cut and they have to do meal on. Now if you're going to do meal on him, he's going to be in a situation he needs hot water. Hot water, you're going to have to boil up water for Shabbos. So you're going to have to mechal Shabbos. Right? So you're allowed to do mila to this cotton. So that's the machlokes Rishonim. So the Baal Amor says, no, you can't do this. Because you're putting yourself in a situation, you're going to have to be done for Shabbos. Ramban says, no, what's the problem? All you do is that you have to do mila now. Later it becomes a case of pekuch nefesh, you worry about that later. Pekuch nefesh is dosa. That's it. That's the machlokes, the Ramban and the Baal Amor. And the Rashba holds like the Baal Amor also. Okay? It's an interesting thing that the Baal Amor brings a raya from the case of Shechita on Yantar. You see? The case of Shechita on Yantar. Because it says that you can shecht on Yantar unless you have offer muhan. So what's the problem? But if there's no offer muhan, so then you'll be over mukta. You'll be over mukta. But why do I have to worry about it? Let the assay of Kisya Dam will be Docha, the Yitzhamukta. So you see, you're not allowed to Shech to begin with. So you see, you're not allowed to initiate Dichoy. You're not allowed to initiate it. Right? It's interesting. The Ran says that this Raya is no Raya. Why? Because he says, and they say, because by Shechita it's an optional thing. But Mila is a mitzvah. I think if you want to define this, you have to define three positions. What we said is like this: we based it on the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos in Targit Aleph, he says that there are two types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that are on a person at all times, like certain mitzvahs, like Hanachas Tefillin or Tefillah. You see. Certain mitzvahs that are on a person at all times, and then there are other mitzvahs that are not on a person at all times. but a situational mitzvah, like mezuzah. So if you have a bias, you're chayav mezuzah. Right? Okay. So everybody agrees with regard to the asay, that if it's everybody agrees with regard to the asay that there's a chovas gavra. So there's a chovas gavra. Means to say that a person's chayav inherently is chayav mezuzah.